Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. This is Coach Lalisa, and I am excited to be here. I'm excited that you are here. If it is your first time tuning into the show, welcome, first-timers. We are so happy that somehow you found your way here to the show, and it is our goal, it is our promise that you would be motivated, that you would be inspired, that you would be empowered and able to go to another level in your life. Now, if it's your first time, I want you to know that each and every time we do the show, we have a topic, but we want you to take notes. You know, some things you just got to write it down. Writing down things is one of the processes that we use to really see what it is that we want to do. It's something about putting things in writing. Now, it's one of the topics in the book, Release Your Power. There's a whole chapter on journal writing. Yeah, writing it down. Chapter 3 in the book, Release Your Power. And I hope you got your book. If you got your book, get your book out and, you know, follow along, because there are parts from the book. There are also parts from some of the other seminars and webinars that we do. But writing it down is important, but we include an activity sheet that can be found on the website, activitysheets.coachlalisashow.com. So we're going to evolve and grow into something that is more excellent, something that is more better. You know, God wants you to be better and better and better. You know, Paul talks about pressing toward the mark of the high call. You know, Paul talks about that life is like running a race, and you get closer and closer to the finish line. No matter how fast you go, no matter how slow you go, if you're running forward, you're still getting closer and closer to the finish line. And the best thing about your life, it is not a race as a competition. You're not in competition with anyone. The only person you're trying to beat is you. You know, I say, I'm always trying to outdo myself. I'm not trying to outdo anyone else. So we want to improve, which is another chapter from the book. You see why I want people to get the book? Because a lot of things I refer to, you'll already be familiar with them. But welcome to the show today. Our topic for today, let me get you that topic for today, is how to find your purpose from your pain. That's right. And as your coach and as your person who is here to shed some light and to talk about this topic, I just want to let you know that I've had a lot of experience, not only with my own pain, but other people's pain. There's been times in my life where I've worked in jobs that it was my job to listen to other people's painful stories. right, as a caseworker in a halfway house, which is sort of like a prison, like a jail sort of, where people are on their way home from incarceration, but they have to go to a halfway house to kind of learn some skills all over again about how to get back into mainstream society, how to do things that would keep them from going to jail in the first place. So working there, I got to listen to a lot of people's painful and sad stories. And then there was a time that I worked for various other projects where people were really down on their luck, and they were going through a lot of pain. I've worked in a hospital before. My very first job as a teenager, second job as a teenager, was working in a hospital. So I'm putting out a lot of, but those are some of the different types of pain. There's that, you know, there's physical pain. A lot of people are in physical pain. You'd be surprised. Or maybe you wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. But there's a lot of people that are just in physical pain, whether it's from some different disease or some problem, or somehow they're in physical pain. And then there are other types of pain. There's rejection. Do you know what I mean? Oh, my God. I wish that we had some numbers, some stats on this stuff. It probably would be too great and too overwhelming to really even comprehend how many people are in pain from rejection. Someone rejected them. Someone turned their back on them. Someone left them when they were a child. You know, as a matter of fact, I saw on Facebook a woman has a book coming out, Broken Child, Restored Adult, or something like that, or Restored Woman. You know, I don't want to mess up the title of her book, but it just goes to the point that there are a lot of things that happen to people when they're children. A lot of pain of rejection, you know. Then there's pain where, emotional pain. There's all kinds of different pains out there that people are in a lot of pain. So that's one of the reasons. And then I've, like I said, I've had my own pains in life. But I found the purpose for my pain. And I wanted to share with you how you too can find the purpose for your pain. Because I don't believe that God did it just for me. I believe that he did it for me. And that as a result of that, it is my job, my duty, to share that with others. Because he said, be a witness. He did. He said, go be a witness. Go tell somebody what I've done for you. Because here's the big secret being let out right here, that what God did for one, he'll do for another. You know, he's no respecter of persons. So I'm going to give you today 7 steps to finding your purpose for your pain. And I want you to write these 7 steps down. And even if you don't get it right away, like you know how they used to say, sometimes you'll get it on the way home. So even if you don't get it right away, that's why I want you to write it down. So you could go back, look over it, kind of, you know, let it marinate, you know, let it sink in. It's going to probably hit your ears funny. It's going to sound strange because a lot of times in society, we're not taught, just like we're taught our ABCs when we get to school, and we're taught our colors, or, you know, we're taught different things, taught our name, we're taught certain things, you know, who our family members are, and we're taught how to budget, how to manage our money, how to get friends. We're taught all these different things, but, you know, we're not always taught how to handle our pain and what the purpose of our pain is. But pain has a very powerful purpose. And as a matter of fact, when I'm done talking about this pain and purpose, you're going to be excited about your pain. I'm telling you, yes, you are. You're going to be excited. You're going to actually, and I think I said this somewhere, possibly on Facebook, you know, those of you who who know Coach Larissa, you know I say a lot, you know, on Facebook. I mean, some people are absolutely in love with Twitter and Instagram, and people have their favorites, their favorite internet market, social media. And Facebook happens to be, you know, one of my favorites. And I don't know, I think one of the reasons, I'm going to tell you one of the reasons I like Facebook so much, and I'm sure that the leadership team there knows this too. The one thing I like about Facebook, and not saying the others don't do as well with it, but Facebook, I think they've mastered the simpleness. Yeah, they make it so simple to do stuff. One click, one drag, you know. You get to your page, you can see all your pages very quickly up top. You know, you can see all the components. And I think that's what attracts me to Facebook more so than some of the others. Some of the others tend to be, they try to make themselves a little bit more complicated, which is great for the complicated person. There are a lot of people who like complication. I understand that, so don't get it twisted. But, yeah, so anyway, back to this topic here. These seven steps to finding the purpose of your pain, because I know you're like, who in the world? Some of you all tuned in today just because of the title, because you're like, you know what? I just want to hear if anybody has anything smart to say about that or anything correct, anything right. But here's the thing. You don't know whether it's correct or right until you try it. See, a lot of people are missing out on a lot of things in life simply because they won't try it. Yeah, I know, because I do that with food. My husband tells me all the time, how can you say you don't like a particular food? You haven't yet tried it. Well, that may work with food, and you may be able to get by with not eating things just because you don't like it, the way it looks or the way it smells. But let me tell you something. There are things in life as it relates to how successful you'll be and how much you'll do and how much you'll get over things. You do have to try it. You actually have to try it. Because here's what I tell my clients or people that I work with. I always tell them, listen, if you try it, if it doesn't work, you can always go back to doing what you were doing before. So even if it doesn't sound like, okay, that ain't going to work, it won't work for me, you never know. It just might work. All right, so here's these seven steps. Now, these seven steps may also sound like seven keys or seven strategies. You know me, I love my strategies. And here's what I mean by a step. What I mean is these things you need to take action on. It's not like you got to do this first. It's not stepwise. It's not like do that, then you do that, and then you do that. No. It's a step because you take action. I want you to take action today on these things. Okay, so the first purpose for your pain, and you need, and this first one you really, really need, this is the first step. Step number one, the purpose of your pain is faith. Yes, your pain develops your faith. Now, there are a lot of people, I know the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing cometh by the word of God. Yeah, that's how you get your faith. But how your faith is built over time is through your pain. And what I mean by that is that the more you understand and the more you see that you've come out of something, whether it was the rejection, whether it was a medical issue, whether it was someone doing us wrong. When we get out of it, it strengthens our faith. And here's why that's a purpose. Here's why that's a good purpose. Because every day of your life, you need more faith than you did yesterday. Yeah, that's right. Every day of your life, every day of this journey in your life, you in the mirror, not somebody else's life. You don't need faith for their life. You need faith for your life. There are things that come. There are things that happen to you. And you need that faith. That faith is important. You need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You see? So the purpose of our pain, because pain, if you would allow this work of faith to develop, you will be so strengthened in your faith that the next time a painful act comes your way, you'll be better able to handle it. And there will always, as long as you're in this life, you're going to have pain. So it's the sooner you develop the faith to handle your situations, the better off you are. You need faith for almost everything. You need faith almost every time the telephone rings. You don't know what phone call is going to be on the other side of that call. The second step, again, this is another thing that you can see in your life as it relates to your pain and the purpose of it. The purpose of it is strength. Yeah. The purpose of your pain is strength. Now think about it. When was the last time that something happened in your life that you needed to be strong about it? I think about July the 3rd for me. I just one thing. Yeah, I could think of many things. I could think of last night. I needed to be strong. There's some things that happened, and I needed my strength. I think about one of the days that I needed the most strength that I've ever needed was July 3rd, 2005, when my mother dropped dead of a heart attack suddenly. No warning. I needed incredible strength. And I was strong. And people said, wow, you're so strong. How are you so strong? How are you handling this? Well, it was all that pain of that as a child of being abused, sexually molested. It was all the years of that pain and then overcoming that that gave me strength that I didn't even know I was going to need one day. And see, for some people it could be a mental issue that they overcame. Some people it could be some type of rejection that they overcame. It's going to be something, but whatever that pain, whatever the source is, look for the strength as your purpose. See, I'm giving you purpose now. So far we got faith as a purpose for the pain, strength as a purpose for the pain. The third step for the purpose of your pain is love. Love, that's right. See, from your pain, we learned how to love ourselves, because sometimes we were so painful, we were in so much pain, there was no one that could soothe us, there was no one that could comfort us. The only way we could get that comfort, it was to love ourselves. And if you didn't take your own life, that's love right there. Because some people, when they go through pain, what do? They just want to take themselves out of here. But the fact that you didn't, the fact that you stuck it out, that means you have love for yourself. And the Bible says that each should love the other better than himself. So you have to love yourself. And so pain forces us to love ourselves because we had nowhere else to turn. There was nowhere else we could go. I mean, sometimes people are very fortunate, possibly, that someone else is able to love them out of their pain. But there is that one pain that's so deep that no one else can do it but you and God. That's it. And God does it for you through you. Sometimes he allows other people to do it, but sometimes he has to do it through you. But that love, my goodness, wow, what a purposeful thing to have love in your life. When you have love, you got the world, you know? You got the world. God is love, and he is the world. He's everything. When you got love, you got the magic touch. Talking about the Midas touch, you got the magic touch when you have love. And one way to get love is through pain. That's right, pain produces love. But the problem with a lot of people is they don't know how to share the love. They don't know how to spread the love. They don't know how to, you know, it said love is supposed to be shared abroad, breast to breast, from one to another. The problem is that we just forgot to share the love. So now that's the action that you're going to take now, that you understand that the purpose of your pain is to produce not only faith and strength, but also to produce love. Now you see you're more powerful than you've ever been. If this is realization, if this is a revelation for you, you'll be more powerful. When you leave, you'll understand that my pain, okay, my pain is the fuel to my purpose. But my purpose is not to have a pity party about what happened to me. No, no, no. You take that pain and you produce your purpose, your faith, your strength, your love. Now, the fourth thing, we're on number four now, is the anointing. That's right. The anointing, meaning that God empowers you with a special power and gift as a result of your pain. Why? Because there's nothing like pain to let us know, just gives us an inkling to Christ's suffering. Yes, children, let me tell you, he suffered, and we're going to suffer like him. And because we suffer like him, which means we're like him. And when we're like him, we can experience the power of him. And the power of him gives you a special anointing for something. For something. All right? Some people are anointed to work with children. Some people are anointed to work with seniors. Some people are anointed to do different things. So your pain, it helps your anointing. You ever seen an anointed person that had never been through nothing? Come on, think about it. No, you haven't. And I know you haven't, because the two go together. The truly, really anointed people are the most raggediest lives people you have ever seen. They had to have some mess. Their lives have been a hot, fierce mess. If you ever talk to them and find out where they've been and what they've been through, I'm telling you, this is what pain produces. And this is God's purpose for your life. God's purpose for you to be strong. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on, somebody. Now, number five, pain, the purpose of it is problems. Oh, yes, you know, you're like, you're saying to yourself, I know it's a problem because it's a problem that I got pain. Well, I'm not talking about it in that sense. But pain, the purpose of pain being problems is that what you go through, others go through. And therefore, it shows you what problems are out there so that you have overcome it. You have the faith to know that you can overcome anything. You now strengthen and have strength to get certain things done. You also have this love. So now you can go and find those same people with the same problems that you've had. See, because if you had never been pained by that problem, that thing would never bother you. If being homeless because somebody left you, if that was never painful for you, you wouldn't be able to go out there and work with other people that have been through the same thing, and you wouldn't be able to really help them. So pain shows you a problem for which you can use all these other keys and these other steps to solve. You can use the anointing to solve it. You can use love. You can use your own. Sometimes just being strength, sometimes just being strong is helping someone else. There's somebody else that could be weak. They're watching you saying, oh, she's so strong. How is she overcoming that? How is she going through that? How is he going through that? How is he able to make it? It looks like everything's coming against him. It looks like his whole world is falling apart. And so your strength can then strengthen someone else. All right, that was number five. Number six, oh, this is one of my favorites. Now, there's a whole lot more than just these. I just don't have time to list all of them. I'm just listing seven. But this one is a favorite, and I think you'll like this one as well, if you don't like all of them, and try them. Okay, pure joy. Wow. Your pain produces pure joy. The Bible says the weeping may endure for a night. Oh, my God. Oh, there's going to be some weeping. So there's going to be some pain. You want to get to pure joy? You got to have pain. And it is God's purpose that you be joyful. Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. That sounds like a joyful life to me. Most of us know any kind of abundance coming from Jesus means happy, happy, happy. It's time to be happy and joyful, okay? So pure joy. You see, in other words, it's like some people use pure olive oil. People use pure. There's a lot of things people use pure. Pure meaning that there's no contaminants. There's nothing in it that's harmful. See, the kind of joy that comes after you've been through some pain, it's not that old fake joy that people have to, they're happy one day and sad the next. No. Pure joy, you're able to flow in that. Pure joy flows, and it's steadily, and it's coming and coming and coming. That's the kind of joy you get from pain, after your pain. That's the purpose of it, so it could produce that pure joy. Because there is going to be a time when the morning comes. It said, weeping endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The morning is coming. And I would say understanding that is morning right now for somebody. So I know somebody is on the other end of this phone shouting. All right, number 7, and the absolute last one, is what you're going to get from your pain. This is what it produces. The absolute last step that I'm going to share today is courageous. Oh, my God. Yes, you are going to be more courageous. Listen, sometimes people will say to you, once you overcome that pain and understand that there is purpose in your pain and what that purpose is for you to be faithful, to have strength, to be loved, anointed, to see problems in life, real problems, to have pure joy. Let me tell you, when people see how strong you are and the things that you are doing and that how courageous you have become because of your pain, so that you can do all that God wants you to do. So you can have all that God wants you to have. Do you know that courageous, that it increases our potential for God's purpose? Remember David, because David was courageous. He was able to go out there and slay the lion. He was able to go out there and fight that Philistine. David, because he was courageous, you're able to do what God wants you to do. You got to have that spirit. And so that's what I wanted to share. Those 7 steps to finding your pain in your purpose. Finding your purpose. Don't find your pain in your purpose, but find your purpose from your pain. So whatever your pain is, so now it's time to take action. It's time to take action. So whatever you felt so painful about, you're going to realize that, wow, you know what? This is my strength. My God. I'm now strengthened because of what I've been through. Now, this is not to say that you're going to go around with your chest stuck out, you know, to say to somebody, slapping people around, you know, I got all this pain now, I'm so courageous, you know, because I, you know, whatever, somebody, I was abused physically or sexually, or somebody, you know, ripped me off, and this person hurt me and that person did that to me. It's not that, but you have to know this within yourself. It's within, because the purpose of God is within you. He puts his purpose in you, and he puts it by way of these 7 things: your faith, your strength, the love, the anointing, the ability to see problems, pure joy, and his courageousness. You know, Jesus see people's problems. I don't know how we ran out of time. That was way too quick. But if you have a question or a comment, I'll open up your phone lines. You can dial in 347. You have about 30 seconds to dial in if you have a question or a comment. 347-945-7991. Yes, if you hit your number 1 key, I will know that you are in the host queue and you have a question or a comment. You're welcome to share it. I was excited to share this topic today because I tell you, when I discovered this for my own life, and it's a mystery to some people, you know, probably, you know, why is she always happy? Why is she always, you know, in a good mood? That's why. Because I've had a lot of pain, but I know my purpose. I know the purpose for my pain is because I need strength every single day. I need faith every single day. You know, you can't go to bed with it. You can't wake up without it. You can't go to bed without it. You can't wake up without it. I need that strength. I need it in my marriage. I need it on my job. I need it in my business. You need strength if you're raising your children. You know, you need strength if you got any type of a ministry. You need strength in this life, okay? You need love. You got to love people. We have to. Love produces, oh my God, power. Love covers, it says, a multitude of sin. Love gives you that inner strength. Love only strengthens all these others with love. You know, that having that pure joy, having that joy allows us to be excited about the things that we're going through, whether good or bad. So next time something painful happens to you, you're going to take action and you're going to look at that pain in a different light. You're not going to look at pain ever again. The same. You will never again look at pain in the same way. Any pain that you've been through, any pain that you were holding on to, because some people, you know, we've gotten beaten up for holding on to stuff, holding on to pain. But now you can understand, but wait a minute, I'm holding on to this pain, but this pain has produced some good stuff in my life. You thought you were just strong just because of your parents. No. You are strong because of that pain you went through. You know, a lot of people thought that, you know, their courageousness came from, well, my granddaddy was courageous and stuff like that. Yeah, that's all fine and good. But you got your own courageousness from your own pain. No, it's your pain. It's your pain. Your pain is not your enemy. Pain is not your enemy. Pain is your friend. The Bible says, you know, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. And he talked about many are the afflictions of the righteous. You know God's going to deliver you out of every one. So pain is not our enemy, as some people have made us to believe. Pain isn't the enemy. The enemy is not understanding the purpose from the pain. That's the enemy, okay? But to understand the purpose from your pain, that's your friend. That's your friend, all right? Pain cannot be avoided. As a matter of fact, you see now that you need it. How are you going to get faith if you've never been tested? If you never have any pain to test your faith, how would you even know how strong you are? So when your child is sick, how do you even know you have enough faith to pray over that child? When you're sick, how do you know you have enough faith to pray over your own sickness? And who do you have faith in? So you need it. You've needed those pains because they've produced these elements. They've produced these tools and these things that you need for other areas of our lives. So today, start to see it in a whole new way. Well, I thank you for tuning in. That's all we have time for today. Please go to Facebook, leave a comment. We have a group page on Facebook for the Coach Lalisa Show. It's facebook.com/groups/Coach Lalisa Show. You can find it. It ain't that hard. You know Facebook is easy. It's simple. You just type it into that search window, and it's going to come up. Trust and believe me, Facebook is incredible. I found a longtime lost family member that we hadn't seen since Hurricane Katrina. Found that person last year through Facebook. I'm telling you, you can find anything on Facebook and anybody. But so yes, it's simple. Go ahead on, put it in there. You can sign into the group page. Make a comment. Make a question. Make a complaint. I'm fine with that too. Make a complaint. Say, hey, go to Lisa. You know, we talk about something else or whatever. But anyway, I love you. God bless you, and have a great and wonderful day. And don't forget, take action today. You got those notes, reread them. You need to listen to the show again. It's in the archives. So are the other shows from the other days. There's another topic that you want to hear about. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Well, I'm off, and I know you're off. God bless.